Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game.
Well, it is a beautiful day in Charm City here on April the 11th, 2016. Here on Baltimore Sports Talk, I'm Rob McQuay. My co-host is Jeff Coles. And the Baltimore Orioles are the only undefeated team in Major League Baseball as we sit after the first week of the season. And while it's obviously only the first week and it's only five games, we can't get too up and too excited. But when you when you consider that
Joey,
that's right, and you consider that all the pundits, picked the Orioles to finish in last place in the American League East, et cetera, et cetera. Here's what I have to say. Here's what I have to say to them.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So,
USA Today, I know you guys are listening out there.
Yeah, that's right. How's it going out there, Jeff? You're in Mount Vernon, and I guess you're deep into the high school baseball season and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's just sort of the first couple of weeks of high school baseball season, and, we've got lots of rain today. We've had lots of rain, lots of cold, lots of snow. Well, not lots of snow, but we've had more snow than I want to see in April.
Yeah, right. Right, indeed. And not too dissimilar here. It's been cold. It's been rainy. We've had a tiny little bit of snow flurries, no accumulation. But I've had three baseball, high school baseball games so far this season. I've got one this afternoon down in Fort Meade, Maryland, at Meade High School, right off the base, Fort Meade. Against Annapolis High School.
And you're umpire in these a lot of these games now. Do people throw things at you and stuff like that, or is that
that's not allowed.
Oh.
Jeff, you know. Yeah. Because if I assume you're talking about like the parents and the spectators.
Right. Well, the parents, little league parents, are always good ones for that.
Yeah. Well, generally, if that kind of thing starts to happen, then we take a time and we go talk to the coach, and we tell the coach that if he doesn't get the parents under control, he's going to be ejected. And that generally takes care of the problem.
Ah, yes.
Anyway, let's talk Orioles. And folks, anybody out there listening, tripping along the Blog Talk site, you can give us a call, 323-410-0028. Here, let me open the chat room if you want to chat. And
you hear that? Real Oriole fans will call.
Yeah. Well, I posted it on the Facebook page, and we would like to think that Orioles fans would call in and want to talk about a really nice start. And Jeff, let's talk about this a little bit. I mean, because the problem that the Orioles had last year, obviously, was the starting pitching. And so far this year, the starting pitching has been good.
It has been golden. It has been golden. It is like looking at the stats and just going down the list, it's like looking at a team of Bob Gibson's. I mean, come on, look at the ERA.
Yeah.
Ubaldo Jimenez, 129. Chris Tillman, 129. You know, Gallardo's got a 1.8 ERA. I mean, you know, you've got guys posting zero, you know, ERAs. I mean, it's early in the season,
right.
Obviously. You've only been five games. And you know what? I figure there's 157 games to go, and it may be if it wasn't like last year, we may be down in the dumps by August. But right now we've got something to cheer about. I'm going to have some fun right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, I think, and if you listen to any of the talk radio shows, or if you watch any of the MLB Network programs, and you listen to the analysts and you know, all of those guys and gals, some of them are gals, the big question mark and the big knock on the Orioles obviously has been the pitching. I think everybody recognizes the lineup, the powerful lineup that the Orioles have, the fact that they will score runs, and the good defense that that the Orioles bring, and they really do, and some of the weaker spots seem to have been solidified a bit this year. Obviously, you know, the kid that we'll have to talk about, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about all year long, Joey Rickard, you know, terrific outfielder, and he's hitting the ball, so you know, that's a win-win there. Trumbo maybe is not the greatest fielder, but he's hitting the ball, and he's okay there in right field, I think, and he'll get better. You know, I don't know. You probably didn't get a chance to watch yesterday's game, Sunday's game, but Hung Yu Sin's son, what's his name?
Well,
Kim.
I was about to mention him, Rob, because I did get the chance to tune in, and let me tell you what, he got a couple of hits, didn't he? Well-directed hits.
Yeah, yes. I felt like he didn't look terribly comfortable in the outfield. I don't think he didn't commit any errors out there. I think he caught whatever was hit to him, but he looked a little – he looked a little shaky on a couple of those catches. And I thought, I don't know if you saw and recall the play that, I guess it was it a sack fly? I think it was a sack fly that the Rays got maybe their third run on. Kim had to throw into home. I think it was a tag. I think it was a sacrifice fly tag up. And when the ball came in, I thought, there it is. He doesn't have a very good arm. But then when they showed the replay and actually got to watch it, it looked like he threw the ball pretty well. And it was online. It wasn't wide of the bag or anything, but I think he just had a speedy runner at third. Hopefully that's the deal. But, he's going to get a little bit of playing time, but he's not going to see a lot, I don't think.
Well, if he keeps playing the way he is, he might see a little bit more. You got a feel for this guy. I mean, you know, he comes here to America, and he's put a lot of pressure on himself.
Sure.
You know, he could have gone back to he could have gone to Norfolk and kind of gotten things straightened out. And I probably would have In fact, I myself thought, you know, this guy needs to do that, to take that intermediary step before going to the major leagues. But, obviously, he had a good game, and that's one game, and that's something to build on.
Yeah, I suppose so. I really do think he needs to go down and play minor league ball, and just so that he gets the at-bats, because he's going to sit on the bench most of the time. I mean, he's not going to, when Adam Jones is fully healthy, and we haven't mentioned that, but Adam suffered kind of an oblique strain or something like that, swinging the bat the other night. Excuse me. And he's been out the last couple of games. And I was mentioning to you off the air, I have MLB.com on, MLB Network. on the Verizon network. Here we go. I'm going to plug Verizon. I had that on TV here in the background, and they were showing Adam Jones throwing the ball out there in Fenway Park. Of course, the Orioles play a 2 o'clock game this afternoon, and it looks like it's a good thing because it looks pretty chilly and windy there in Boston. But Adam's out there throwing the ball, so that's a good sign. I don't know if he'll be in the lineup or not. They have not released the lineups yet for today. You know, when he's back in the lineup, Joey Rickert's moving back to left field. And, you know, Kim will remain on the bench. And by the way, Nolan Reimhold is in front of Kim on that depth chart.
Yes.
So, you know,
Nolan's having a pretty good go of it here.
Yeah. Yeah, and Nolan's a good fielder. Nolan can hit. Look, I think we've all liked Reimhold around here. The problem has been that pretty much every year he's gotten an injury and he's been out for most of the season. So,
yeah.
If he's injury prone, maybe that's the case. But, you know, he needs to be healthy. And if he's healthy, I think Nolan Reimhold is a major league outfielder. And, you know, he'll make his presence known. But he's still behind.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, this is sort of a Brian Roberts situation where, you know, you just take him when he's healthy and enjoy it while he's around and realize that he may end up on the 60-day disabled list sometime with something
By the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but Brian Roberts is part of the broadcast team on Masson now.
Oh.
So that's kind of it's kind of nice. They've got
don't get hurt picking up the microphone, or something.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's obviously retired now. So you have Jim Palmer, you have Mike Bordick, you've got Rick Dempsey, and now Brian Roberts. You got all those guys working for Masson, either calling games or doing the pregame, postgame, and analysis. And, Dave Johnson, the pitcher, not Davey, but the pitcher, Dave Johnson. It's kind of good to be an Oriole because when you stop playing, you can move into the broadcast booth.
Exactly. Which means less jobs for the real broadcasters.
Less jobs for you and me, Jeff.
Yes.
You know, I had sent in an audition tape when they were hiring the PA announcer. Probably been four or 5 years ago now when they had that opening. I didn't even get an audition, and they hired this guy who was in the the Major League Cave. I think they still do that program, but they put a couple of people in what they call the man cave, but they put them in the baseball cave, and they spend the entire baseball season in there watching baseball games. And I don't know what else they do. I guess blogging about it or whatever. And this guy got the stinking PA job. You know, which kind of fried my shorts because, Jeff, I could have. And now, ladies and gentlemen, batting leadoff, number 23, Joey Rickard.
Joey! That's fantastic, Rob. What part? I want to know what part of your anatomy do you grab to make that sound?
You like the reverb that I put on there? I got to tell you something. Here's another little plug. Since we don't have any sponsors, I guess we should go out and get a sponsor. But here's another little plug. I just bought a couple of weeks ago. I bought a PV soundboard. It's a little PV6, what's called a PV6 BT. So it's a six channel soundboard, very portable. But it also has Bluetooth on it, so you can connect a Bluetooth device and stream, you know, audio or whatever from your Bluetooth device. But the other thing that it has on here, it has a little effects board. So, at any time, I can just push the button, and I can give you some reverb, and I can bring it up, and I can give, you know, a couple different types of reverb and all that kind of thing. So, pretty cool.
Wait a minute. We don't have a sponsor. Either the Bad News Bears had a bail bond company sponsor them. I mean, come on. Aren't there any bail bonds people in Baltimore? Well, I guess they're all busy, huh?
Yeah, that they are. Very busy. Well, you know, I thought maybe we'd pick up Bud Light because, you know, we'll run those Bud Light commercials at the end of the show, but I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, kind of like this.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Athletic Groin Protector Inventor.
Yeah. Athletic groin protector. And I really thought
people love to play sports, but they don't love it when they get hit in the twig and berry.
Yeah, I hate that too, Jeff. Don't you? Terrible.
Watched as man after man went down.
Ooh.
Then you came along and said, "Here, stick this in your pants."
Yeah.
The errant headbutt, the inside fastball,
ooh,
the wayward high five.
Ouch.
All no match for your crash helmet.
Yeah.
Bring it on!
Sure, some athletes shun them, but don't worry, they'll come around.
Show us the way!
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light protector of the package.
Ooh.
And know that we're just nuts about you.
Yeah.
Bud Light beer at Ashwood School, Collins, Colorado.
You know, and so I thought maybe, you know, Bud Light would be nuts about us, but I guess not. We can't even really get them as a sponsor.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But anyway,
yeah.
We got the Kevin Gosman dilemma now. What to do about when Kevin Gosman comes back, because he's throwing with that with that shoulder. He's starting to get better. Who's gonna have to move down?
Yeah, well, I guess they need to send somebody down. I'm not sure who that'll be. I think, first of all, let's just say it's a good problem to have. Buck, that's a great problem
sure.
for Buck to have.
These are the kinds of need to have.
Yeah. Let's say this. I mean, Vance Worley, you know, he pitched okay yesterday. It was obvious that he started to get tired. It was unfortunate for him that that Wieters had that catcher's interference, because Worley would have been out of the inning in the fifth, and then he could have been in line for the win.
Well, that was a Little League trick that I used to do when I was catching in Little League. Yeah, where you kind of sit in a little bit close, and you get the glove out in front of the bat and snatch the ball before the hitter can get a bat on it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work out too well though when the batter gets the bat on the glove, and so that obviously that extended the inning for Worley, and he was already tired. You could see, you know, the pitches were not really where he wanted them to be. He'd lost his command a little bit. And, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble, and they had to pull him. So I just think, it's funny because Philly Jeff isn't able to be with us right now. And by the way, Philly Jeff will be back with us in probably in about a month. He finishes up his day gig, I think, the middle of May. So he'll be back with us after that. But he and I were texting during the Orioles game yesterday, and you know, he remembers Vance Worley as a Philly, and basically, you know, he was saying, "Oh, it's the same old Worley," blah 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 blah. And you know, I thought, well, he hasn't pitched that poorly, but he did get tired quickly, and then the inning got extended. probably wouldn't be saying what we're saying now if Wieters hadn't had the catcher's interference. Because then he would have been out of the inning, and then Buck probably pulls him for the six anyway. But he goes out looking like a winner and having pitched very well. But I think he's probably the odd man out. Either he goes to the bullpen, or maybe he gets sent down. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, you see, that's what they're looking at right now. They're looking at sending somebody down at this point. Now, Worley, the thing about Worley and what kind of sold the Orioles on him, I think, was that although his ERA, I guess his lifetime ERA is kind of close to four, I'm not sure, but his ERA as a starter is lower,
Taking
his start.
Just his starts, yeah. Well, then I guess you also need to look at, you know, how many times has he been a starter versus how many times is that coming out of the bullpen? Gets, you know,
pretty good number. Right
that,
now,
that,
I think
that could, yeah, that could change it. All right, now the lineup has just come out, and Adam Jones is once again not in the lineup today, and Nolan Reimold is back in right field. Oh, he's in right field. Wait a minute. Who's in left? Though they're moving Trumbo over to left field. Well, that's
because there's less area for him to patrol. And
oh, yes, right in Boston. That's right. They're in Boston. Yeah. So here's the lineup, Jeff. Joey Rickard leading off in center field. Manny's at third base. Chris Davis at first. Trumbo in the cleanup in left field. Wieters is the DH today. Matt Wieters, the DH today. J.J. Hardy's back in there at shortstop. Jonathan Scope at second, batting seventh. Nolan Reimold in right field, batting eighth. And Caleb Joseph is doing the catching in the ninth spot. So that's today's lineup versus the Boston Red Sox in Boston. And, the Red Sox are – let's see. The Red Sox are – hang on. Trying to look and see what their – do you know what their record is off the top of your head?
I know they got a couple of wins against the Blue Jays, I believe, and second or third place.
Let's see. Hang on, I'm navigating there right now. They're 3-2. Okay, they're 3-2,
yeah.
And the Orioles are 5-0. So this is good. This I think
we
should
can,
tell us they're scoring a ton of runs.
Yeah, and then we can watch Kung Fu Panda up at bat, showing his rippling muscles as they ripple his belt. Did you see the video of his belt coming breaking apart while he was making a swing? He finally had to remove his belt and hand it to the.
I heard about it. I didn't see the video. I heard about it, and the reason they were talking about it was because they had a camera shot from the side as he was at bat, at one of his at bats, and in the background was a fan, and it was a Blue Jays fan holding a belt like with duct tape on it or something like that. It was pretty funny.
If you look at the video, I mean, you can actually it's a really good shot of the belt buckle breaking. It's just hilarious.
I'm gonna have to look that up because I've not seen that. Not seen that. But I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Here's something that's popped into my head, and it's been about 3 or 4 weeks. I've been meaning to mention this. It's one of the things that the modern era, and the statistical computerized, sabermetric stuff that baseball goes through now that you know, we didn't grow up with. They were talking, and I'm not sure if this is true, but
right.
Apparently the Pittsburgh Pirates were going by a theory that the lower your heart rate is, the better your hitting becomes, the better of more concentration that you apply to your hitting, and are they monitoring? I think that they said that the Pirates are got heart monitors on their batters.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think what is enough too much?
Yeah, I don't know, Jeff. I that's crazy.
I was just wondering if you heard that. That's all.
I had not heard that. No, I had not heard that. That's
wow.
That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. So I'm looking at the standings, Jeff, and obviously the Baltimore Orioles are in first place. But
yes.
Then look, you got Boston and New York both at 3-2. And then Toronto, the Toronto Blue Jays are sitting I guess technically it would be third place since second place is in a tie. Third place at 3-4. They've got a losing record right now.
What's wrong with USA Today?
Yeah, well, and again, I mean, come on. It's the first week, so let's make sure that we
get to throw rocks. USA Today, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. We can't get too crazy. Yeah. All right, well, a big series, I would say, for the Baltimore Orioles here as we play Boston. And let's hope they're going to do something and, continue the winning ways. And Boston, Boston's been scoring a lot of runs so far. I'm a little distracted at the moment, Jeff. I just got a text message from a 301, a Hyattsville, Maryland number. But it's obviously somebody not in my contact list, because it's not coming up as who it is, but I don't know who it is that has my number that's texting me, and it just simply the text simply says 5-0 with a couple of exclamation points. Actually, it looks like 5 exclamation points after that. Yeah, I don't know who it is. It's a 301 I guess mobile number.
Okay.
Well, obviously, because they're texting me, and I don't know who it is. So, if you're listening,
yeah.
I'm just assuming that it's somebody. It's one of my Facebook friends, is what I'm guessing. Here we go. Now this is not the same number, but we just grabbed a caller online, 301. Caller, you're on with Rob and Jeff. It's Baltimore Sports Talk. We're talking about the undefeated Baltimore Orioles. Who's there?
Hey, Rob. This is your cousin Jay.
It's Jay.
Hey.
Excellent.
I was just wondering if you thought there's any chance to go gate to gate. You know, we did that in like '96, was it?
Right. I actually thought about that. I'm with you. I thought about that. Look, anything's possible, and we should mention, we haven't said this yet, Jeff or Jay, this is the best start, 5-0, the best start that the Orioles have had since 1970, and Jeff Coles, what happened in 1970?
In 1970, the Orioles won the World Series.
There you go.
And did they beat the Phillies?
No, that was later.
70.
They beat the Reds.
Oh, the Reds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So now, Jay, have you gotten out to the ballpark yet this year?
Nah, I'm still working on it.
Yeah, Yeah, I haven't either, but my son has. He's been a couple of times, actually. Been a little cold for that, I think. Well, I mean, we're going to ride this. We're going to ride the wave, hopefully. And there's always a chance to go wire to wire. And I don't know. We'll just have to see. If the pitching holds up, they might be able to do it.
Yeah, get some excitement about baseball in Charm City again.
Well, that's right. That's right. Jay, thanks for calling in, man. It's good to hear from you. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, man.
Good.
I get down your way every once in a while, and I think about you when I'm eating at the bagel shop down by you.
I was going to say, are you still in Severn? You're not too far from here, right?
Yeah, I'm in Severn still.
Yeah. Good. Well, this afternoon I'll be down the street at Meade High School umpiring a baseball game. So, if you're floating around, stop by Meade High School.
Oh, cool. I love harassing Blue behind the fence there.
That's right.
So you're the one who's throwing things. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. And actually, guys, we're out of time. We have run out of time. So, it's Jay, before you run, any prediction? What are the Orioles going to win the East?
It's hard to tell so far. I mean, all the pundits say no way they're going to be in last. For me, it's a successful season if we finish ahead of the Yankees.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's very true. That's very true. All right, Jeff Coles, final thought.
Jay, that was spoken like a true Orioles fan.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Baltimore Sports Talk. Thanks, Jay Schauffele, for calling in. And, and Scotty wants to say something about the Orioles as well there in the background. Yep. Okay.
He said, Joey.
That's exactly what she's saying. All right, folks, that'll do it for Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay for Jeff Coles. The absent Philly Jeff Dyer, and for my cousin Jay Schauffele, have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You gotta see this porn site.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.